A view zooms out on a galaxy to reveal its place in a lion-shaped constellation. A silver logo gleams between clouds, Lionsgate. A triangular logo flickers like a neon light over black, Anacapa. A logo with a stylized double helix has an 8 in its center, Creative DNA. Bright light shines through a letter O, and other letters join it to form a logo, Ingenious. Yellow text appears over black, Lionsgate presents an Anacapa Pictures Creative DNA production, in association with Ingenious Media. In association with Double Dutch International, Glans Rock Productions, Storm Chaser Films, Richmond Pictures, Lip Sync. A yellow title appears in angular sans serif letters. Escape the Field. The word escape fades into black before the field. An aerial view shows a field of green crops stretching outward for miles. The view zooms in on a circular patch of dirt in its center. Trails worn through the rows of crops extend from either side. A person in blue scrubs and white tennis shoes lies on their back in the middle of the round patch of dirt. The view zooms in even closer. A small revolver lies beside the right hand of the figure, a white woman with long blonde hair. Her eyes are peacefully closed and her skin is smudged with dirt. Her head is turned to one side and her cheek twitches as a spider crawls across it. The spider stops on her left cheekbone, then turns and crawls away behind her jaw as her face twitches. Her eyes shoot open and go wide as she takes in her surroundings. She sits up and stray pieces of leaves from cornstalks dangle in her hair. Eyes wide, she glances around at the tall rows of corn obscuring her view. Her hand brushes the gun, and she glances down at it, then picks it up. The revolver cylinder is open, and she lifts a single bullet resting in the dirt by her thigh. She scans the gently shifting stalks and scrambles to load the bullet into the gun. It falls from her shaky hands into the dirt, and she quickly snatches it up again and loads it. She lunges to her feet and takes aim as a man in blue jeans comes through the plants.
Get away from me!
Jesus Christ!
Stay back!
Okay, ma'am. Okay. Just calm down, okay, ma'am? Just calm down.
Where am I?
I have no idea. I just woke up in this field and I'm looking to leave. Okay? You want to take it easy with that? Okay. I'm going to stand up now, all right?
Don't!
He goes back to his knees.
Listen. Listen to me. I'm unarmed, okay? And if you were going to shoot me, you'd have done it already. So I'm getting up, okay? I'm not going to hurt you.
I don't believe you.
For Christ's sakes, if I did this, why would I give you a gun?
The mustached man lifts his brows and smiles.
Who are you then?
Name's Tyler. And you?
Sam.
Sam. Hi, Sam. It's nice to meet you. Do you mind? How about you just point that somewhere else?
Stay there.
Fine.
She points the gun at the ground but keeps both hands on it.
Where'd you get that thing anyway?
It was next to me when I woke up.
Anything else? You got more pockets than those.
Empty.
He points to his jeans pocket.
This okay? Huh? Yeah. Okay.
He pulls out a silver tin.
In my pocket when I woke up. Matches. Everything else is gone. My phone, my wallet, everything.
This doesn't make any sense. How did we get here?
Like I said, I have no idea. But I don't intend on sticking around to find out. I'm gonna go. You're free to come with me if you want.
No, I'm gonna stay here and wait for help.
You think that's a good idea?
You think trusting me is a better one?
Fair enough.
He raises his hands and backs away, and they circle around each other.
Okay.
He stops at the edge of the stalks.
Good luck, Sam.
Wait.
Tyler halts with a small smirk that he quickly loses as he turns back around and locks eyes with Sam again.
You keep the gun. I'm gonna stay way out front. Let's leave it at that.
He disappears back into the plants, and she follows him with a scowl. Beneath an overcast sky, they trudge along a narrow path between rows of corn. Sam looks into the plants beside her, and Tyler looks back at her as he moves along.
Hey.
He holds his arm out low, and they both freeze, listening.
Hello?
Really? Are you crazy?
He waves his hand at her.
Anybody there? Over here!
She grabs his arm as he moves.
You have no idea who's out there.
I didn't know who you were. You seem all right.
She lets go of him. He pushes through the stalks and she looks around, then follows beside him. In a clearing, a man with slicked back hair and a goatee sees them approach and glares.
Oh, stop right there.
Take it easy.
Who the hell are you?
We're just trying to get out of here.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
I woke up in this field. I started walking. Found her. Now here we are.
The man steps forward threateningly.
She's in the same boat. Trust me.
He glares hard at them, then he straightens and nods slightly.
Fine. Kay! Come on out.
From behind the man, an Asian woman in a tan men's coat comes out of the stalks clutching a knife. A white teen in a blazer with a crest printed by the lapels also appears. Tyler holds out his arms, scanning them.
What the fuck?
Tyler looks back at Sam.
I'm Tyler. This is Sam.
Tyler extends a hand, and the man shakes it.
I'm Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hi. This is Ethan. That's Denise.
Ryan glances down at the gun in Sam's hand.
Well, that's nice.
I found it.
He raises his eyebrows.
Lucky you. What did you find?
I just woke up when, Matches.
I got this.
A lantern.
She's got a knife. They gave him a compass.
Who are they?
Well, that's the $1 million question now, isn't it? My guess? It's It's got something to do with this. It's a symbol. It's on all of our items.
Tyler finds the diamond symbol on his tin of matches.
Well, I'll be.
It's on mine, too.
Look. We've been staying on point using his compass. We've got about 3 clicks. We are bound to find something.
Makes sense.
Can we just go? I'm thirsty.
They glance at Denise, who glowers at them. Their eyes turn back to Ryan, who has a cut on one cheek.
Hey. Look. Stronger as a group.
We'll follow.
Great. Let's go.
Denise grabs Ethan's arm and pushes him in front of her, and Ryan slowly follows. Tyler watches them go, then turns to Sam.
You good with this?
Like I have a choice?
She stares at him hard, and Tyler follows the rest of the group deeper into the field. Sam takes up position at the back, and they disappear into stalks with no end in sight as dust drifts overhead. Ethan leads the way, looking down at his compass as the group rushes against the long green leaves, staying in a row through the field. Sam looks behind her as she follows Tyler closely. Ethan checks the compass, then stops in his tracks, looking to the left. Denise stops behind him, her arms folded inside the jacket. Ethan scans the other direction. Ryan flinches, then pushes back rustling stalks of corn as they move in the wind.
What was that?
I don't know.
Anyone tell where that came from?
Sounds like it came from all over.
Denise eyes something within the corn stalks and pushes them aside with her knife.
Maybe he knows.
Ryan looks past her shoulder, and they both stare at a grimy eyeless mannequin wearing a dark button-up shirt with a small square patch on it. They all face it.
It's like a scarecrow, right? Maybe we're just in a farmer's field.
Honestly, you ever see anything like this?
I can't say that I have.
When I was a kid, my dad used to take us.
What was that?
A black woman runs into Ethan and knocks him over. Ryan picks him up.
Where am I? Stay back! What the hell is that?
It's okay. No one's gonna hurt you. Something tells me you woke up in this field and you have no idea how you got here. Just tell us what you remember.
I was in my flat writing yoga conditions and then that's all I remember. I must have crashed pretty hard.
Writing what?
Code. If blue is the sky.
What did you get?
I didn't get anything. It's just what I do.
What did you wake up with?
We all woke up with something.
I don't have anything.
Nothing.
No. I woke up. I heard the siren, and then I started running.
Are you sure? Because that makes you the only one without an item. And I'm not buying it.
Oh, said she doesn't have anything.
I don't trust her.
I just want to get out of here.
Whatever.
He nods to Ethan.
This way.
Great.
Ryan pushes past Tyler and walks back into the field. Ethan and Denise follow him. Tyler and Sam stay with the woman.
He'll calm down. I'd say this is new territory for everyone. Just stick with us.
You okay?
They look at the mannequin's cracked blank face.
I know.
The woman glances at Sam through her round glasses, then hurries off after the others. Sam takes one more anxious look at the mannequin's face. Elsewhere, a wooden fence stretches down a dirt path, dividing two rows of corn stalks. Ethan stares down at the fence and paces alongside it. He climbs under the fence to the other side, and Ryan hops over it.
Here.
He offers Denise a hand and helps her over as Tyler and the others reach the fence. He climbs over, and the woman in glasses ducks between the rails. Sam pauses, then steps over, keeping her position at the back. Nighttime, Sam sits by a fire with Denise and Tyler. An orange full moon hangs in the sky.
So who's your pick?
My pick?
Who brought us here?
Obviously it wasn't Ethan. I don't think it was you. I know it wasn't me.
The jury is still out on you, cowboy.
You think it was one of us?
You know?
She looks at the woman and Ryan.
Those two are comfortable enough to fall asleep. Sure sign of guilt, if you ask me.
Guilt? They're all exhausted.
And we're not?
Could have been any of us.
Well, I know it wasn't me.
She wraps her jacket around herself.
It's getting colder.
What's with the outfit anyway?
Oh. You mean my attire?
She shows a lacy nightgown.
My fiancé was working late. I wanted to surprise him. Rose petals, candles. Me in bed wearing this. The whole bit. I must have fallen asleep.
I'm sure he would have loved it.
You think?
Absolutely.
Sam smiles, then looks at Tyler, who flashes a toothy grin. Their smiles drop.
What the hell is that? Oh, my God.
What? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God.
They all scramble upright, staring at a man in a suit carrying a lantern.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you okay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey, let us help you, all right?
It's the same.
It's the same.
There's something in the field.
Come with us. We'll find a way out.
There is no way out.
A figure covered in corn stalks yanks him backwards into the shadows. Ryan runs into the field after them.
We need to get the fuck out of here!
Denise takes off into the corn stalks and sprints through the misty night. Denise falls, and the woman in glasses darts past her. She sprints away. At the camp.
Just stay with him. Stay with him.
Tyler runs into the corn stalks, pushing the leaves aside as he makes his way deeper in. The woman in glasses sprints into even thicker fog. She looks over her shoulder and runs into the fence, breaking the top rail and crashing to the ground. Elsewhere, Tyler makes his way slowly down a row. He drops low, looking around. Denise finds the woman writhing on the ground by the fence.
You're a real piece of shit, you know that. You knocked me on my ass and left me to die, you spineless little fuck.
Denise, I'm sorry.
She shows a wooden stake jutting from her abdomen.
Just stay still, okay? Maybe we should
Maybe we should try. Just touch it, please. Don't touch it.
Okay. Stop moving. I think you're making it worse.
Stop that. I just remember the last time I saw my girlfriend. We had an argument about nothing, really, and she stormed out of the flat. And I just kept coding. And then the next thing you know, I just wake up here.
I'm so sorry.
There you are.
Ryan finds them holding the glowing lantern.
What the hell happened to her?
We were running together and we didn't see the fence. She's hurt.
Well, I'm not surprised. See what you can do for her until we find the doc, okay?
Yeah.
He climbs onto the fence and lifts his lantern, then peers out into the darkness. Silhouetted in the moonlight, Tyler slowly creeps along between the rows of tall stalks. Sam pulls him aside and Ethan jabs his shoulder.
Hey, you fucking left us! Hey! No, fuck you!
Ethan.
I can't do this. I can't. I don't want to be here.
Hey, Ethan. It's okay. Okay? We're gonna get out of here. Whatever that thing is, it's gone now. We're gonna be home soon, okay?
I haven't been home since my mom died 2 years ago. My dad doesn't care about me. He just leaves me at school to rot. I miss my mom.
Do you still have that compass?
He shakily nods, then pulls out the compass and gives it to her.
Here, you see that needle? It's gonna lead us out of here.
Do you really think so?
I know so. You just need to stay strong, and we're gonna get through this together, okay?
She hugs him.
You got this, bud. We can't do this without you.
Later, Tyler leads the two of them between the shadowy, dangling leaves of the plants. He peers through the dense foliage, then points across the field.
There.
They spot Ryan holding up the lantern.
Come on.
They reach the fence and the injured woman.
It's okay. There are others. Let me through. It looks pretty bad. Okay, let me take a look.
You need to keep it down. We don't know where that thing is.
Hey, over here. I need you to relax, okay? Just look at me. Can you take one deep breath for me and hold it? Now, exhale slowly. You're lucky. It's not in the lung.
So I'm all right. Huh? No, what are you doing? Don't touch it. I'm good. I can manage.
It needs to be removed.
No, I'm good. I can manage. I'm fine, please. Stop,
Cameron.
I'm fine.
Cameron.
Don't
touch me. You need to do something about this noise, Denise.
No!
Denise covers the woman's mouth.
I'm sorry. I need you to trust me.
Sam pulls out the stake. Daytime. Sam walks along the fence to find the others.
Hey, how's she doing?
She's okay.
All right, well, she can't keep up. We'll help her. No one gets left behind.
I like that plan. We need water.
Yeah.
You couldn't be more right.
That man from last night. He had all the same items as us. You think there's others out here?
Definitely.
What do you think? Now, hell, who knows? Now, this whole situation is fucked, if you ask me.
It really is.
Okay. Let's go wake him up.
Ryan and Denise head back the way Sam came. Tyler stops by Sam and puts a hand on her arm.
You good?
I'm good. Thanks.
He moves past her, following the others. Sam turns slightly and stops. She trembles, then closes her eyes. She steels herself, then turns and narrows her eyes. The view tilts upwards as they all move along the fence. A large tree sits in the middle of the cornfield that otherwise stretches to the horizon.
How far have we gone?
I don't know. You'd think we'd found something by now.
Sam and Tyler walk together at the back of the line.
Anyone back home wondering where you are?
Folks have passed. Used to be married. Now divorced. I did get a beautiful little girl out of the deal, though. Pretty sure she's wondering where I am right now.
A little girl?
Just 7.
What's her name?
Sedona McKenzie. And she's just, well, a wonder. Amazes me in every single way.
It's quite a name.
City Mac, for short.
It's very Texas.
Very. How about you?
Just work.
That sounds lonely.
My mom died when I was young. I lost my dad earlier this year. I work 36-hour shifts, so no time for friends or relationships. Oh, nothing that sticks.
What's the last thing you remember?
Falling asleep in the on-call room. Laid down to catch a few Z's, and next thing you know, I...
What is it?
Someone had to have come in there, have access, drug me, and take me out of the hospital without anyone noticing. Who could do that?
The government. Governments have been running these kinds of experiments for years.
You think this whole thing's a test?
I've run data collation and analysis for the Pentagon that only comes from this type of activity.
Oh, what? You work for the Pentagon?
Denise arches a brow.
You're talking about reprogramming, selective memory erasure, chemical therapy, microimplants, PTSD experimental memory treatments.
What the fuck are you two talking about?
Are you okay?
I just need to rest.
No, we're not stopping.
I need to go to the bathroom, and honestly, I could do with a minute alone.
Jesus Christ.
Let's take 5. Okay?
The woman nods, clutching her side.
I'm going too.
I'll come.
I have to go too.
They push into the stalks on either side.
Stay close.
Now alone on the path, Tyler moves close to Ryan.
You good? You gotta go.
No fluids for a day and a half. Nothing in, nothing out. Maybe there's something in the corn.
He grabs a piece of corn off a stalk and peels it open. Bugs crawl around the blackened kernels.
It's rotten.
It's all the same.
How was Denise rambling about? Telling you, it's all about instinct for me. You gotta trust your gut.
You all right there, Chief?
Something's not right. You know what I don't trust?
What's that?
Cameron.
He pushes into the corn stalks, leaving Tyler alone. Elsewhere, Cameron opens the lid off a small silver canteen and takes a drink. Ryan watches her through the leaves.
Motherfucker.
He looks at the canteen's lid.
I said, I fucking knew it.
He grabs and twists her arm.
What did you expect me to do?
Tyler shoves him.
Settle down, bud.
She deserved it.
She's hurt.
She's holding out on us, man. She had water.
You need to calm down.
She had water the whole fucking time.
What did you expect me to do? Huh? Well, hand it over because you said we're a team. You think I don't know how this goes? It's been the same way my whole life. Fuck her, I'll just take her shit, and there's nothing she can do about it.
Don't give me that shit. We've been trying to help you, we've been trying to protect you.
So I'm supposed to suddenly just trust you with my life? How do I know you're not the one who did this to us?
Fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I did what I had to do, take care of myself.
Look. She's scared.
What are you, on her side?
It was only half full anyway. There wasn't enough for everyone.
How much is left?
No. Don't stop now. Tell him.
None.
What's wrong with you?
Elsewhere, a gust of wind blows the towering green stalks. Denise stands up, surrounded by the thick layers of leaves.
Sam?
She scans each direction and is met with identical leaves.
Ethan?
Stalks shake wildly, rapidly moving across the field.
Denise!
Fuck! No, it's this way!
Sam!
Shit!
They scatter in different directions. Ryan pushes through the dangling leaves.
Denise! Sam!
Tyler looks around through the hazy air. Sam rushes into a clearing and looks at her feet. She picks up a tan coat soaked in blood. Ryan jumps through a wall of corn.
Shit.
Sam! Where are you guys?
We're over here.
Ethan and Cameron join them, with Cameron clutching her blood-stained abdomen. They all stare at the bloody coat.
This is her fault.
What? Why would you even say that?
Stop! We have to go look for her.
No. Whatever that thing is, it's close and it's coming for us next.
Staying here would be a big mistake.
We need to stay together.
She can't be far.
Look, I like her too, but I don't want to be here when that thing comes back.
Ethan, let's go.
Please. Come on!
She stops and picks up Denise's knife.
We can't just leave. We can't.
I don't think we have a choice. I'm sorry. We're better off sticking together.
I'm not so sure about that.
She shoves the bloody coat into his chest and marches off. He throws it onto the ground, then heads after her. Ethan leads Ryan and Cameron, staring down at his compass. The needle starts spinning wildly.
What's wrong with this thing?
What is it?
This thing is... I don't know, it's been pointing north now.
Are you sure you're reading it right? Let me see.
Yes, I'm reading it right.
Are you sure about that? Because you just said north, and you've had us going south.
What?
That's west.
We've been following the needle.
And that's south.
What's your problem?
Oh, no.
That's impossible.
Fuck!
Sam pushes through the corn stalks and comes face to face with the grimy mannequin from before. Now, two beady eyes stare back at her. She locks onto a sewn patch in its jacket.
This can't be right.
perfect. You've had us walking around in circles. Keep the fucking finger out my face, you idiot.
They shove each other.
Hey!
You little shit!
Hey. All right?
Hey, what's this?
Oh, my God.
There's no handle.
Watch out, watch out.
Ryan stomps on a spigot sticking out of the ground. Sam flips the compass over, finding a hole on the bottom.
Let me try.
She attaches the compass to the top of the pipe and rotates it. Slowly, a stream of water begins to flow out the spigot. She cups her hands and catches the water, then takes a drink. She moves out of the way, and Cameron and Ethan do the same.
Okay.
The compass wasn't leading us south. It was leading us here, to this faucet.
I think we're supposed to find this.
Ryan fills the canteen.
I do.
So what now?
Ryan, can you look at the bottle?
It's a tree, so what?
It's not just a tree. It is the tree.
I don't get it.
I've seen that tree this morning.
This morning?
Yes.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I think there's more to these items than just their obvious functions.
Because of a tree on a bottle?
She pulls the compass off the faucet.
This isn't a compass. It's an indicator designed to do one thing. Lead us to this faucet and then turn it on. That's why the needle started spinning, because we were right on top of it. The square on the other one's shirt isn't in the same place. It was closer to the middle before. Now it's further to the right. The tree on the bottle, it has to be the next clue.
It's a puzzle.
Yes.
So what are you thinking?
I think we should go back to the tree.
What? That's absurd. You want to go backwards because of a tree on a bottle?
Not just the tree, but yes.
That doesn't make any sense. We should keep going in the same direction, south, away from here.
Sam and Tyler lock eyes, and he nods.
Who thinks we should go back?
I do.
Okay. We go back?
Oh, my days. Are you not serious? This doesn't make any sense. Plus, we have no way of finding our way back.
Sure we do. Now we know the needle points to the faucet. We have a point of reference using the compass. We were going south, right?
This is a bad idea.
All right, then. Let's keep moving.
Okay.
While the others collect themselves and move into the maze, Cameron stares at Ryan with disbelief.
Hey, we're better as a group. We look out for each other. Come on.
She angrily pushes into the stalks. Something shoots out of the mannequin's mouth, and Ryan winces.
Oh, fuck.
He yanks a metal dart out of his leg and stares down at it. A red liquid fills half of the glass vial above the needle. He turns back and stares at the mannequin.
Coming or what?
Yeah. Right behind you.
He glares back at the mannequin before disappearing into the sea of corn with the hazy sun beaming down on the stalks. As they trudge along, Ryan looks down at his hand, flexing his fingers and bringing them into a fist. He scowls up at Sam ahead of him. She pushes through the drooping leaves. Ryan narrows his eyes, fixing them on the gun in her hand, which dangles at her side. Tyler walks ahead of them, and Ryan keeps his eyes on Sam with a fiery intensity. He grabs onto her neck and lifts her off her feet as the dirt crumbles beneath her and a pit appears.
Oh, are you all right?
How
hurt you.
You okay? Huh?
He sets Sam back down, and Cameron gapes wide-eyed.
What the hell is that?
The pit has spikes.
It's a trap.
Are you kidding? Fucking traps.
Someone spent a lot of time working on these.
Why?
I don't know. My guess is to kill that thing that's haunting us.
It's gonna be dark soon.
And cold. All right, another couple clicks.
Who put you in charge, huh? We need to turn back and go south. Surely you can't be this fucking stupid.
He grabs her throat and dangles her over the spikes.
Ryan!
Hey!
Stop!
Ryan, put her down! Now!
His eyes glow blood red, and he glares at her. He throws her back down by the group.
You're losing it, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Let me help you.
Huh?
Stronger. Keep him away from me.
Ryan. Hey, where are you going?
Ryan walks off into the field.
Ryan!
Tyler, can you help me? Be right back.
Hey, be careful.
Ryan stares up at the sunset peeking over the tassels of corn. Sam joins him.
This reminds me of Afghanistan. Sky on fire. Terribly beautiful. I lost them all, you know. Every last one of them. My entire unit was pinned down and wiped out, all because of me. As squad leader, I made the heading choice. Let us ride to an ambush. They didn't stand a chance.
I am so sorry, Ryan. But I need you here right now. With us.
His lips tremble and he nods.
I've got to show you something. What you got to... promise not to tell the others.
She frowns but gives a small nod. Ryan pulls out the dart with the red liquid.
I was injected with whatever's in that.
Sam picks up the vial from his hand. The glow from the sun beams down on them as she twirls it between her fingers. Then she looks up at him.
Keep an eye on me, all right? Something is...
She searches his face and he nods, licking his lips.
It's different.
She nods again, her eyes wide with a layer of dread. Nighttime, a blood-red moon hangs over the cornfield. Ryan's lantern peeks through the stalks as they come to a bare tree, sectioned off by a fence. Branches twist and extend outward from the trunk. Ryan grabs the fence's top rail and moves it out of the way.
Holy shit.
They all gaze up at the massive trunk.
Okay, there has to be something. The compass led us to water. The matches lit the fire and lantern. The canteen led us here. It has to be here somewhere.
It's just a tree. A dead fucking tree.
Ethan and Ryan circle around the trunk, scanning the wood.
Anything?
Ethan shakes his head.
Oh, this was such a waste of time. Now we're that much hungrier and the entire day is gone.
Look, you didn't have to come with us.
Ethan inches his face closer to the tree, then runs his fingers along the bark. A section wiggles, and he pulls on it with both hands. It breaks off, and he and Sam stare at the patch of bare wood beneath the bark.
Hey, can you bring that light over here?
Ryan brings over the lantern, lifting it high. Sam and Ethan latch onto the edges of the peeling bark on either side of the bear patch. They both pull large chunks of bark off the tree. They all peer closer at marks carved into the wood.
Is that a map?
That is exactly what it is. You see here? Fence line. That puts us, here, I think.
We need to focus on what we know. So look, that would actually put us here.
You're right. Look at this. With these grid lines, it would only make sense if something else lined up. Something goes on top of this.
Right.
An overlay. Has to be here somewhere.
Tyler glances at the fence.
Ryan.
What is it?
It's a shape on top of this pole.
He eyes a square peg.
Wait a second.
He looks at the square hole on the bottom of his lantern. He sets the lantern onto the peg and it locks in place.
You need to focus.
Yeah, okay.
He turns up the flame.
That's it. But nothing lines up.
Wait.
Tyler rotates the glass casing on the lantern and shadowy lines hit the grid on the tree.
Holy shit! Move it a bit more to the right! Stop!
No way.
It's a path.
Right there.
It has to be the way out.
What do you think or you know?
We just have to hit the grid count direction right and then follow it out. So look, if we go north 3 fence lines and then east 2 fence lines and then north again to this last grid square, that's where the line ends, so I think it's our way out of here.
Tyler flies backward into the stalks and Ryan sprints after him. Cameron and Ethan stare at each other. In the stalks, a shadowy figure drags Tyler along the dirt, then lets him go. He scrambles upright. A mass of corn leaves and shadow thrusts into Tyler, then slashes him, and he falls to his knees. From out of the stalks, Ryan shoves the figure back.
Get up. All right. It's still out there.
He picks Tyler up and they stand back to back. Tyler clutches his stomach as blood streaks along his forearm. A figure moves through the stalks behind Ryan. Sam pushes through the stalks and Ryan hands her the canteen.
Do what you can for him.
Where are you going?
To kill that fucking...
You okay? Pressure there. Let's go.
She supports him and guides him back towards the tree. Elsewhere, Cameron sprints full tilt down a dirt pathway flanked by walls of corn. She trips and falls face first. Her glasses fly off and she frantically pats the ground searching for them.
No.
She gets to her feet and pulls out the knife. With the blade extended in front of her, she swings her body around in a circle, scanning the blurry corn stalks. She whirls around and stabs Ethan in the chest. Her eyes widen.
Amber.
He falls to the ground. She finds her glasses beside his body and puts them on.
No, please.
Elsewhere, Ryan rubs thick lines of mud onto his face. The whites of his eyes cut through the darkness as he glares into the night. Sam helps Tyler sit with his back to the tree.
Oh, gotta take your shirt off, okay? Mm-hmm.
She unbuttons his denim shirt.
Shit, Tyler. Did you get a look at it?
No. That bad?
Oh, it's fine. Keep pressure here. We have to stop the bleeding.
A small slice in his stomach.
I'm gonna tie this around now, okay? One, two, three. We need to keep moving.
What about the others?
They know to keep north. We're following the fence lines on the map. Now get up.
She grabs his arm and drags him to his feet.
Okay, let's go.
Cameron kneels over Ethan's pale body.
Ethan, Ethan, Ethan.
What have you done, Cam?
I didn't see him, I swear. He just came out of nowhere. Please, no, don't go. Please don't leave me. Please, Ryan, you can't leave me, please.
With his face covered in a dark layer of mud, Ryan disappears into the darkness. He crouches and moves through the dense thicket of corn. The pink sunrise spreads over the horizon above the vast sea of corn. The tassels and leaves flutter in the breeze, silhouetted against the sunlight. Sam and Tyler push through the stalks, coming up to the fence line. Sam ducks through it. Tyler clutches his bloody side and slowly moves between the railings with Sam's guiding hand helping him.
Please tell me I'm not seeing that.
He pushes the stalks aside and is greeted by another grimy mannequin with a cracked face and wide eyes. It has a pink mouth.
These Mr. Creepies are really starting to freak me out.
All the same, you must be here for a reason.
Yeah, fuck with us.
Okay, so these are the fence lines, which means... Oh my God, the shirt, it's the pattern from the tree. It's right in front of us the whole time.
Do you think it's part of the map?
Not part of. It is the map. Maybe it's the way out. We need to get this off.
Tyler helps her unbutton the thick jacket and get it off the mannequin. She takes it off and lays it flat on the dirt with the grid pattern looking up at her.
See this square? Here. This is the first humanoid. And the second one, this is where we found the water. See? We crossed all of these fence lines and back from the water, which makes this one the tree, which got us to this fence line, the last grid on the tree map, which is where we are now. There has to be something we're missing. We just need to figure out what it is.
She gets up and studies the vest wrapped around the rest of the mannequin.
Okay.
What the hell is this thing? There's something here.
What is it?
I don't know. When it disappears in the arm...
He hovers his fingers over a small red knob poking out of the armpit. Sam nods at him and he starts pulling it out. The rest of it comes out and he grips onto the small red handle, then tugs it. The vest comes undone. A square door is recessed into the mannequin's back. Sam pulls on a lever and the door opens, revealing small switches.
Same as the faucet.
She attaches the compass to the switch and rotates it into place. A small red light glows beside the switches. She pulls on the compass.
It's not coming back off.
Tyler looks on the inside of the door. He pulls out a sheet of paper with grid lines drawn on the back and a row of circles and lines on the front.
What is it?
I'm not sure. The pattern matches the switches.
Huh?
See? They match. On. Off. On. On. Off. Off. On.
They cover their ears. Turn around, and a section of the corn stalk slides backwards mechanically, creating a path in the field.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
She slides the sheet of paper into her pocket, and they move forward together. In an overhead view, light peeks out into the field, escaping from a dark structure that breaks off into different corridors. In the field, Sam helps Tyler walk the path created by the moving stalks as night falls. They round a corner and face the structure, peering into a long tunnel. Light bulbs hang overhead, illuminating the path.
What is this place?
With her hands propping up his injured left side, Sam guides Tyler closer to the tunnel. The drooping leaves of corn stalks slowly give way to concrete. Sam studies the walls. They move inside, and Tyler stops and hunches over.
I think we should go back.
To where?
Maybe there's another way in.
They turn around.
Shit.
A door has sealed up behind them. Sam runs over and pounds on it. Tyler joins her and they both push, but it doesn't budge.
Okay. It's okay, let's stay calm. Okay, there's been a solution to every puzzle. Right?
Right.
You got this.
They reach the end of the hallway, the concrete walls lined with yellowed corn stalks. The hall splits off into two directions.
Let's just see what's at the end of these and we'll meet right back here, okay?
She looks back at him nervously as they move off in different directions. She looks around the corner and the light fades into a dark hall.
What do you see?
Mine's about 10 feet down and a left.
Mine's a right. Okay, we should stick together. Let's just go right back to the middle and we'll keep going.
He steps and falls into a pit. A door closes, separating them.
Tyler! Okay, focus. There's got to be something. There's got to be something.
She stares up at the walls.
Come on. Come on. Dissemble. Okay. Okay. Tyler. No. No. Tyler, I'm coming. Tyler.
She digs down on the floor frantically, spreading dirt around by the symbol etched in the wall. A tile presses down. She reaches inside and pulls a lever, then opens the door. She grabs his hand and pulls his submerged body out of the mud and dirt. She cradles his head in her hands and he looks up at her.
It seriously sucks.
Let me take a look here.
Blood seeps from his wound.
No.
You need fresh bandages.
She pulls off the top of her scrubs, leaving her in a tank top, and tears off a chunk of it, then folds it and places it on his wound.
Keep your hand here. Not ideal, but it'll work.
Okay.
She spots a thin rope in the dirt.
What is this?
She drags it over and brushes off a white card attached to the end.
What is that?
No idea.
A maze pattern is printed in black on the card.
I think it's a map.
Of what?
This maze. It's like parts are missing, though it doesn't make any sense. The card.
She takes the paper they found inside the mannequin and slides it into the map with the grid lines facing up at her.
This lines up. No way. The red markings. These must be the traps.
Why would you even trust us? Why would it be here?
Maybe they figure if we make it this far. If you were alone, that cord is the only way to pull yourself out.
If I was alone, I'd be dead.
Okay. Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right. I know. That's good. Okay.
She helps him up, then looks down at the map as they move through the hall. They move past the seemingly identical concrete walls. She points her finger left, then turns and looks down a dimly lit hallway. Tyler studies the leaves lining the concrete as they navigate through the maze. They round a corner into a hall where the lights emit a green hue. Holding onto his arm, Sam helps Tyler move further down the hall. Outside, the structure stretches back into the field. Sam and Tyler exit with the light from the tunnel reflecting off their backs. They disappear into the darkness. Elsewhere in the field, Cameron pushes through a tunnel of drooping corn leaves. A cloud of fog rolls past her face as she pushes into a small clearing and looks around.
Hello? Is anyone there?
She sinks to the ground and curls up. Elsewhere, a view from above shows Sam and Tyler pushing through a dense thicket of glistening corn stalks. They shove past the leaves and out into a clearing. Fog rolls by a large steel shipping container. She helps Tyler out of the stalks, and they stare up at the towering metal doors.
What is this?
Only one way to find out.
She moves over to the container, and he shuts his eyes. She pulls the levered handle up into the side, then swings it open. Inside, lights flicker on and they peek in. At the end of the container sits a large metal block. Sam rushes over to the contraption as Tyler inches his way inside.
Some kind of machine.
She flicks switches on the side of it, but nothing happens.
That would have been too easy.
There's always an answer. The bullet.
He points to a hole. Sam unloads the gun and slides the bullet in the hole. A ring around it glows green. Text above and below the hole reads, "Active element."
It's on.
It's another card. It's the same thing. It's a switch pattern.
she flicks the switches.
This has to work.
Machines on the wall behind the block light up.
What are we missing?
Try the lever.
She slides the card back into a sleeve on the machine and grabs the lever. She pulls hard on it.
Other side. Maybe they work together.
He moves to the other side and falls against the wall.
You need to take a break.
Yeah. Not a problem. Oh.
He slides down to a seat and she looks at a thin slot in the machine.
This is a slot, right?
How'd you know?
Knife. It's the only thing we haven't used and don't have.
So that's it?
We tried. It was a good effort.
No. No, we have to go back.
Go back? Where? I can't remember the last time I seen the knife, can you?
I'm never gonna find it.
I got nothing left in the tank.
I'll be back. I promise.
I know you will.
She moves out and he shuts his eyes. In the field, the view spins around over the fence line, cutting through two walls of corn stalks. Sam pushes through the thick, dry leaves and reaches the wooden fence. She climbs between rails to the other side and faces the opposite wall of corn. A mannequin sitting on the edge of the stalk line stares through the night. Sam gazes up at it. Slowly, she steels herself and moves into the thicket of stalks. She disappears into the dense forest of pale green corn leaves and pushes through the tall stalks. Moonlight glistens off the top of the lance-shaped leaves as she brushes past them, wincing and narrowing her eyes. She continues on as leaves catch on her white tank top. She stops and stares off into the thick sea of corn. Her eyes widen and she glimpses a fire flickering in the distance through the stalks. Slowly, she pushes through the stalks, moving closer to the warm glow of the flames. Smoke trails upwards into the sky. The large fire casts orange light on the leaves as Sam approaches. She sees a body lying beside the fire and a pile of lanterns. Ryan covers her mouth and pulls her to the ground.
No sound. Do you understand?
She nods and he releases her.
What happened to you?
His eyes glow red.
Where are the other two?
He covers her mouth and glares deeply into her eyes. His veins darken and pulsate beneath his skin. Suddenly, his head flicks towards the fire. His eyes widen and he uncovers her mouth.
I'm sorry. You have to be quiet. It's coming.
He lowers himself down, lying flat on the ground. Sam sees dark veins along his bare back. She mimics his movement. She stares out at the body lying by the fire, and Ryan winces, sinking his fingers into the dirt. Slowly, she places her hand on top of his.
You have to stay away from me.
He opens his now white eyes, and Sam sees the knife in the body.
I need your help.
She turns back and finds that he's disappeared. Then she looks back at the fire, and something moves behind her. She gets to her feet and moves out into the clearing. She takes slow, heavy steps towards the body, keeping her eyes fixed on it. She looks to the fire and sees a mutilated corpse roasting on a spit beside it. With fear in her eyes, she turns back to the body and sees that it's Ethan. She kneels down beside him. She places two hands onto the hilt of the knife and pulls up, but it won't budge. Ethan grabs her.
I'm here, but you have to be quiet, okay?
A figure stabs him through his back and lifts him up. The red-eyed humanoid figure, covered in cornstalks, tosses Ethan aside.
Oh my God, you're human!
It swings at her, then lurches backward. Sam turns and sees Ryan aiming a gun at it. He pulls the trigger, then stares at it when it fails to fire.
Get the fuck out of here. You and I have some unfinished business.
Sam pulls the knife out of Ethan as Ryan circles the hunter. He rushes it, leaping behind it and striking its head. Sam runs to the cornstalks, then turns back as Ryan blocks swipes from its blade. He uppercuts it, then kicks it up into the field. She runs into the corn. The creature slashes Ryan's back, and he punches it back out into the clearing. He strikes its face, then its gut, and connects another punch across its face. He pummels it. He flips it to the ground, but it trips him. Ryan rolls away as it stabs down at him. He lands a kick, sending it backward. Ryan stands and strikes it across the face. He grabs its blade arm and stabs it in its chest, then pounds on its back. The creature throws him by the pile of lanterns. Ryan grabs one, gets back to his feet, and swings, smashing it across its back.
How the hell did you last out here for so long?
The creature stumbles backwards. It runs away into the corn rows, and Ryan stalks after it. It lays down inside a clearing. Ryan's shadowy figure stands over it menacingly.
It's time to die.
The creature stares up at him from a crouch, and Ryan takes steps towards it. He falls into a trap. Elsewhere, Sam runs through the cornstalks. She trips, then picks herself back up and continues running. A mannequin in the field stares out with a green skeleton under its peeling skin. Sam pushes past it and moves through the fence. At the shipping container, Tyler slumps against the wall.
Tyler! I've got the knife! Tyler! Tyler, wake up! Wake up! We're getting out of here! Okay.
She pulls him to his feet.
Stay with me.
We're almost there.
She slides the knife into the machine slot and the outer ring glows green.
On three. Ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
They both flip the levers up. The machines on the wall turn off. The lights in the container turn red.
No. They're fucking with us. It's just a game to them.
I'm done playing their game.
Her face hardens and she helps him out of the shipping container into the field.
Okay.
He collapses into the dirt. She grabs corn stalks and piles them onto the machines inside. Security camera footage shows her piling on more stalks. With the machines covered, she kneels beside Tyler.
Matches.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out the tin.
I don't think this is part of the puzzle.
Fuck the puzzle.
She stands up. Inside the container, the camera feed shows her lighting up the corn stalks on the machine. Later, she carries Tyler through the field. They look up and come face to face with another mannequin. Tyler turns around and sits down. She drops down too, and they both lean against the wooden fence. Blood stains Sam's cheeks, and they both stare out into the cornfield. In the distance, flames from a fire dance into the sky. Tyler looks at her.
You beat him, you know.
Her lips twitch into a smile.
Give me a minute to rest, and then we'll get out of here.
You're gonna make it through this, Tyler. We're gonna make it through this together, both of us. Think about your little girl. She needs you. She needs her.
A figure draped in leaves stabs Tyler in the back. It yanks the blade out and he falls over. It slashes at her and she dodges, then runs into the maze. It chases her and tackles her to the ground. She kicks it off her and crawls away into the corn stalks. It grabs onto her leg and drags her back. It flips her over and grabs onto her throat. It plunges its blade slowly into her abdomen. Its red eyes glare down at her, and it pulls its blade out. She lights a match and sets fire to dangling corn leaves by her hand. It looks around as smoke rises by its eyes and the leaves attached to its body are set ablaze. It flails around, consumed by fire. Sam shoves it into the shipping container and closes the door. She pulls the levers up and to the side, locking it in. Wearily, she shuts her eyes and falls to the ground as a fire burns the cornfield behind her. From out of the corn stalks, figures in gas masks and jumpsuits emerge.
Evac, transport, action warrant, medical team, prep for arrival. Not affirmative. Retrieve subjects for phase two. Primary is priority. Repeat, primary is priority. Green, green. Phase two, green. Operation confirmation, green. Zone four, active. Roger, confirmed.
The view moves upwards away from Sam's body lying in the cornfield. The sea of stalks stretch on for miles. The enormous field's border is lined with red lights and surrounded by farmland, but not far beyond it, city lights glow. Credits, directed by Emerson Moore. Written by Emerson Moore, Joshua Dopkin, and Sean Wathen. Produced by Michael Phillip, Jason Mooring, Emerson Moore. Producers, Evangelo Chiosis, Simon Baxter, Andrew Davies-Gans. Executive producers, Ron Mooring, Mark Padilla, Simon Williams, Daniel Negret, Samantha Alwinton, Louise Linton, Kristen Rowland, Norman Mary, Peter Hampton, Joseph Lanius, Joe Marr. Casting by Shannon McCannion, Gabrielle Almagor. Starring Jordan Claire Robbins, Theo Rossi, Tahira Sharif, Julian Fetter, Elena Watko, and Shane West. Music by Will Musser. Director of Photography, Stephen Whitehead. Production Designer, Michael McShane. Editor, Mitchell Martin. Costume Designer, Margaret Moore. In the field, Cameron hunches over and pushes past the corn stalks. She exits into a small clearing and her eyes widen.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Same again. There is no way.
She's yanked back into the stalks away from a new group of people. A figure grabs her throat and she stares into its red eyes and mud-covered face. More credits roll.